With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. Cal Poly Humboldt has closed its campus through tomorrow after pro-Palestinian protesters barricaded themselves inside a building. Several dozen demonstrators took over Siemens Hall yesterday, one of the main buildings on campus. Another group of protesters formed outside the building. Law enforcement in riot gear was called in and a standoff began. Video shared from the scene showed a clash and at least one of the demonstrators bleeding from the head. A reporter with KIEM-TV saw three people dragged out of the building. The station reported that law enforcement cleared out before 11 p.m. and other protesters joined the makeshift campsite inside Siemens. School officials said classes will be remote when possible. The state Senate has passed a resolution encouraging the White House to expand Berryessa's Snow Mountain National Monument. Napa Democratic Senator Bill Dodd wrote the legislation. He says it supports proposals before Congress to expand the monument by 3,900 acres in Lake County.
Both these measures would rename Walker Ridge to Malak Luyauk, which means Condor Ridge in the Patwin language. Additionally, they would also provide opportunities for partnerships between the tribes, Bureau of Land Management, and the U.S. Forest Service.
Berryessa Snow Mountain National Monument covers more than 330,000 acres of the coast ranges in Napa, Yolo, Solano, Lake, and three other counties. The land has abundant wildlife, plants, and other natural resources, and is a haven for outdoor recreation. Dodd's bill heads next to the Assembly. The water supply allocation forecast from the State Water Project is getting another bump. The Department of Water Resources today announced the forecasted allocation is up to 40%. It was 30% last month and just 10% during the initial forecast in December. The 40% allocation would provide an additional 420,000 acre-feet of water, enough water to serve an estimated 1.5 million households for a year. Several East Bay municipalities are facing almost $400,000 in fines for releasing untreated sewage into the San Francisco Bay, violating the EPA's Clean Air Act. From California Newsroom member station KALW, reporter Sarah Jesse has more.
The fines are related to violations between June 2021 and June 2023. Specifically, the EPA cited, quote, failure to prevent 67 sanitary sewer overflows from reaching waters. The sewer overflows are likely the result of aging infrastructure, which can become overwhelmed by excess stormwater. The city of Oakland faces the highest of these fines, $278,000. Other East Bay cities being fined include the cities of Piedmont, Alameda, Albany, and Berkeley, as well as East Bay Mud and the Stege Sanitary District. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Jesse.
And you can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.